Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Stories. As writers, we tell them all the time, and they're so much a part of us to the point where they actually pay our bills, or soon will be paying our bills. But today I want to talk about a different kind of story, a slightly sinister kind of story. And these are the stories that we tell ourselves. Story, in this context, is basically just a belief, but I call it a story because it refers to a belief that is not necessarily true, and actually ends up holding us back, or getting in the way of doing something we want to do. And we repeat these falsehoods to ourselves over and over again, at least subconsciously. Now, not all beliefs are stories. Some beliefs are quite in line with reality. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have beliefs that, while not necessarily true, actually help to move us forward, such as affirmations about our success that we repeat to ourselves over and over. These are stories that may not be exactly true in the present, but they define our future success and help us attain it. Here's an example of a story that I told myself. I always thought that I would be miserable as a teacher. It's been suggested to me many times, and I always balked at it. It doesn't sound fun, I always said. I don't think I would enjoy lecturing and preparing lesson plans, and on and on and on. I even did a little bit of teaching. I spent some time as a flight instructor, teaching brand new students how to fly. And I just didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I would, or as much as some people really seem to. I mean, the story I was telling myself was based on my experiences and somewhat rooted in reality, but because there are so many forms of teaching and so many ways to be a teacher, it was still just a story, and I continued to tell it to myself for many years to come. But see, now I have this podcast and a growing personal coaching business. I plan to do some speaking, and I'm helping and teaching people all the time. And I really enjoy it. So the story I kept telling myself of I'm not a teacher and I wouldn't like being a teacher turned out not to be true. So maybe I really wouldn't have enjoyed a traditional classroom setting, and showing people how to fly wasn't my favorite thing in the world. But I did end up finding a setting for teaching that I really like. What I'm talking about today goes back to our discussion in episode 17, about if it's acceptable to change the focus of your blog all of a sudden. And I read a comment by a fellow listener, Shane, who said these words. And by the way, he uses the word barrier in place of story, but same basic concept. He says, "Think hard about what your barriers are. To me, I figured my blog is only for flash fiction, not connected stories. That was my barrier. But I took a step back and saw the reality. That was a self-made restriction that no one would punish me for. My blog would not get taken down if I posted something that wasn't flash fiction. It was an excuse to not try something new." Now, what I didn't read that day was the rest of his comment because I wanted to spend some time talking about it. Here's the rest of it. "The moral of the story," Shane says, "is when it comes to starting new, if you have any concerns, take serious inventory of them. Are they hard rules or real concerns about how something terrible could happen? Or are they silly, self-appointed barriers? Taking inventory of my mental blocks really helped me." So, since Monday's commitment is to know yourself, this would be a great day to reflect and, like Shane said, take inventory of those stories. By identifying certain beliefs as stories, you can then set about changing the thought patterns that emerge whenever you tell yourself those stories. And what will happen? You'll be able to rewrite them and allow them to work in a positive way in your life. So what's a story that you tell yourself that might be holding you back in your writing? This is today's topic at the discussion forum, which you can access at dreamplaywright.com/forum/no. dreamplaywright.com/forum/no. We can all benefit from each other's knowledge and wisdom, So I hope to see you at the forum. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Write is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.